And we return now to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, where Californians are honoring the man who began his real political career as their governor from 1967 to 1975. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand is at the library. Madeline, what's happening there?
Well, Alex, Reagan's body is scheduled to arrive here at 11 this morning with Nancy Reagan and the rest of the family. They'll have a private ceremony. And then at noon, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will arrive and the public will be allowed to view the closed casket in the main library. That will continue until 6 o'clock Tuesday night. And then the body will be flown to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday morning.
And you've spoken to some of the people there who are waiting to pay their respects.
That's right. About 100 people lined up early this morning. Some had spent the night. Orvella Phillips slept in her car, was drinking coffee, and sitting in her lawn chair.
My family were all Democrats from way, way back. He had that ability about him to bring you across that line. He broke that party line thing. And I know we voted for him for the governor. We voted for him for, you know, president. And we was always proud of him. We felt like he did a great job for us.
Of course, most of the people here are Republicans, diehard Reagan fans. Art Pluard was first in line wearing an American flag tie and matching hat and lapel pins. He says Reagan was one of the greatest presidents of all time.
Nobody remembers how this country was arming itself in nuclear arms so quick that we were in jeopardy of destroying ourselves as a planet between Russia and the United States. Ronald Reagan brought that to an end.
There were also young people standing in line. 31-year-old Jennifer Janiski brought her three young daughters to, she says, teach them about Ronald Reagan.
We got here about 6:30.
And you brought some flowers?
Yes, the girls all wanted to bring flowers and votive candles.
My flowers.
What do you tell your children about Ronald Reagan?
Well, we told our children he was a great president and that he was in large part responsible for our country bringing freedom to a lot of parts of the world that did not previously enjoy freedom, that he played a big role in that. And I told them, you know, that he was one of your mother's first political memories. I was about 8 years old when President Reagan was shot. And so it was my first memory of politics was coming home from school and being told by my father that something bad had happened and that President Reagan had been shot. So it's my first political memory. So we wanted to pay our respects. We thought it was important.
Most people here say they have a great fondness for him and remember him more for his warm personality than for his specific political accomplishments.
Madeline, what happens after today?
Well, the body arrives in Washington on Wednesday. More people are expected to pay their respects when he lies in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Friday morning. There'll be a funeral at the National Cathedral Friday, and then Reagan's body will be flown back here to Simi Valley for a private sunset burial.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand in Simi Valley, California. Thank you, Madeline.
Thank you, Alex.